Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Since January, health authorities have been warning about scabies. I know, I've never had it. I don't ever want to have it. Scabies. It's a skin ailment. Now, in 2023, nationally, there were 27 outbreaks, which was triple the number in 2022. And it's a very common skin complaint. Some people would say it's connected to bad hygiene. I'll check that. I will check that, but anybody can get it. And it's around at the moment. Dr. Monica Perez, the TikTok doctor, she became known during COVID, and she was a regular on the show during COVID. Monica joins me. She's been doing stuff on it about her TikTok. Good morning, Dr. Monica.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. Scabies, common, but not that common either, is it?
It is common enough in all walks of life, and there seems to be like small outbreaks every time in Ireland, and there seems to be an outbreak going on now.
What causes it?
It is caused by a parasite, and basically this parasite goes into your skin, burrows underneath your skin, lays an egg, and then subsequently people start getting itchy. The itch could start from sometime from 4 days after infestation to about 4 weeks after infestation. Sometimes you don't necessarily see the rash, but the classical thing about scabies is that the itch is worse at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. It's affected by the temperature, isn't it, around you? If you're warm in bed, you can get very itchy, yeah.
Yeah.
I always remember growing up, you'd be told, mind your personal hygiene or you'll get scabies. Is there a connection between hygiene and scabies, Monica?
No, not necessarily. So there's no connection with hygiene, but scabies is kind of transmitted by contact, so prolonged contact with a human and sometimes animals as well. So in that sense, if maybe someone had scabies and you did not know, you maybe were around them for, or you had physical contact with them for, I think, about 10 minutes thereabout, then if they did have scabies, you're most likely going to get it. But it's not necessarily about you being dirty and then getting it and scabies don't. That's a myth.
Okay, that's a myth. What about children in school? Is it transmissible?
It is transmissible, but it has to be close contact as well. So repeated contacts within about 30 minutes or about 10 minutes contact as well. So anyone can get it, and especially around this time where people are home now. So close contacts, people are home, would get it if you're sitting close to each other on the couch watching TV. That's something that could happen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And kids, when they'll be back in school next week, sitting next to one another in class, if one has scabies, could they spread it to the rest of the table, say?
They could possibly spread it as well, yeah.
Yeah. So how is it treated? Is it easy to treat?
It can be. I think sometimes it's a luck of the draw, because some people might need repeated treatment while some people are once-off treatment. So once-off treatment usually would be, the initial treatment would be using a cream. So something you can get from the pharmacy. You don't necessarily need a prescription for it.
Okay.
And it's called Lyclair, and it is literally like you apply this cream all over your body except your head. And then all over your body, leave it on for about 8 hours, minimum of 8 hours. Wash it off the next day and then repeat it again in about a week. I think the thing that why sometimes It might be uneasy to treat is that some people forget to repeat the treatment. Therefore, it's still in your body. Another thing that should be done as well is like things like your bedding, your clothing, even toys and things like that. They all need to be washed at a minimum of, I think the temperature is about 50 degrees Celsius. So those things have to be washed as well. So there's no point doing the treatment and not washing around you as well. And then people in the household need to have the treatment as well, even if they're not itchy, as long as they're in the house, there's close contact. So they should be treated as well. So
where do you put the cream if you're not itching? Pardon my question now, but if you're not itching, where do you put the cream?
All over your body still, except your head.
Okay. So you'd be using quite a lot of cream, I imagine.
Yeah. So people kind of do it around the weekends when they don't have to go to work the next day.
And the washing of the towels and the cloths and the clothes and the bed. If you have scabies, if scabies gets into the house, you can look forward to doing rather a lot of washing, I would think.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. So that's why you're meant to be quite aware of it, so you don't get like prolonged scabies.
It's not dangerous, is it? Or can it get into, shall we say, awkward parts of the body?
Yes, it can. Some people can actually get genital scabies. And one of the things in terms of like the close contact as well, so you need to go as far as 6 weeks as well. So just in case you were with someone 6 weeks ago, you should inform them to get the treatment, because some people can get genital scabies. It can be quite severe, because sometimes the rash can be really bad and then you can get like a superimposed bacterial infection and becomes chronic. So that's why once there's any inkling of it, get your treatment, do your treatment. And if that's not working, speak to your doctor, because we can also give like oral therapy as well.
Okay. So you're saying if someone discovers they have scabies, and we're talking adults here obviously, if someone discovers they have scabies and they might have had a sexual contact with someone a month ago, they should let them know?
Yes, absolutely.
That could make for an embarrassing phone call.
What an important one.
Indeed. Can you've mentioned not putting cream on your head, Monica. Can you get scabies on your head?
You can, but I suppose it's less likely. You're more likely to get it around your limbs, so your hands, your feet. So that's why if you even came to me as a GP and I was looking for what we call like the burrows, I would look in between your fingers and also sometimes between your toes as well. So usually that's where the most common parts, but you can get it anyway. You can get the itch in your head as well, you know.
Or you can see where the mite has gone in, is it?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Okay. And sometimes it looks like a tracking pimple. So like a pimple right around. Yeah. So it looks like a track. So you could see it.
It's kind of cringy, isn't it? A little bit. It's not a notifiable disease, no?
As far as I know, it's not.
Okay. If it gets into the house, a lot of washing, a lot of hot washing, cream. And if the cream doesn't deal with it, then go to the doctor. Did I see Dr. Monica that you were standing in the local elections?
yes, indeed. I am running for, yes, I am, yeah. So there's the local council elections in Carrigaline. So I live in Carrigaline. I've been there over 6 years now. So yes, I thought I would try to make an impact on my community as well.
Green Party candidate, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah.
You and I have spoken before. You've spent more time in Ireland than you spent in your native land, and you never intended to spend this long here. It's a real turnaround, isn't it, Monica?
It is, yeah. I didn't think I was going to be this long in Ireland. Well, sure, Ireland is home now for me. 20 years now. I'll be almost 20 years.
20 years. All right. Well, it's great to have you here. Good luck in the elections, and always good to talk to you on the programme.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Cheers, Monica. That's Dr. Monica Perez. You find her on TikTok. She's worth a follow on TikTok. Blondie Perez. Blondie Perez on TikTok. Good luck to her come the local elections. Yeah, scabies, it's nasty, but it's not overly so. But Light Clear is the cream she was talking about. I was trying to think of it. Light Clear is the name of it. And you get it over the counter. You got to put it everywhere. Just coming back to scabies for a second. Dr. Monica, we got back onto her because people were asking about Light Clear. We got this message. I work in a pharmacy. Light Clear is almost always in short supply. It's a small tube Most people would need about 4 tubes. We struggle to keep it in stock. Does the doctor know of any alternative? So we got on to Dr. Monica and she said the HSE instructs that Dirbac can be used from the age of 6 months, then benzyl benzoate, but a prescription might be needed for that and it shouldn't be used on the head or the neck. Also, sometimes the GP might skip those if it's recurring and prescribe something to take orally. So thank you for that. But LightClear is the one that works, but it is in short supply. Thanks, Dr. Monica.
Cork's 96 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.